Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, and welcome to the letter J. J is officially our 10th episode, technically 11 if we count the zero episode introduction, but it's our 10th episode, so exciting! Which means we are a part of that very unique 17% that make it past 10. And I could be tooting my own horn before we actually make it past 10, but I have every intention to keep going. So J. J is for jumping with glee when all items are home. Enthusiastically celebrate once a space is decluttered and all items returned home. High fives or self high fives are a must. Okay, so we talked about assigning a home, putting things back, returning to said home multiple times. Every episode it's mentioned. And this is vitally important to keeping a maintained, organized space. If you don't return items home, clutter will just build up. It'll just create more stress, anxiety, depression, etc. And so the key to having an organized home is the maintenance. And that requires every item to be returned home. But with all of that being said, the true key to this process is we are going to celebrate all of our wins, the small, the big, everything. We're going to celebrate the progress that we are making to hopefully make organization a more fun and rewarding habit for everyone involved in the house. And then we want to just acknowledge that our efforts are being seen and felt. And when you reinforce positive behaviors, you kind of make the tidying physical aspect more exciting and not as exhausting because, yay, we celebrate. So today we're going to discuss some science behind celebration and motivation and how it keeps you going, the benefits of when you actually reward yourself, and then some fun ways, suggestions to actually make organizing a more joy-filled, celebratory experience. So the main thing is that when you celebrate a small win, big win, every win, your brain releases dopamine, which is that feel-good chemical. It's linked to pleasure, motivation, and habit formation. So when we have a dopamine hit, we want to keep doing that same activity, which is creating that positive habits over time. And when you're celebrating and creating that dopamine hit, you're more likely to stick with it long-term because your body's like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get excited. I'm going to get this. And so it wants to keep doing that. And Dr. Fogg, a behavior scientist at Stanford, emphasizes that emotions are creating your habits, not the actual repetition of it. And so when you create that feel-good emotion after a task, your brain wants to repeat that behavior. And so what I want you to do right now is just self-high-five yourself. Right now. Just take your palm, take your other palm, slap them together. High five. And say it out loud. High five. High five. And like, do you have a smile on your face right now? I have a smile on my face. And what did we just do there? We created a positive emotion associated with the high five. And according to James Clear from Atomic Habits, habits are best when they are rewarded immediately because it's tied to the positive experience. So you're signaling the brain that the behavior is worth repeating. And by a Dr. Barbara Fredrickson of UNC Chapel Hill, she states that people who experience frequent positive emotions, even from tiny, tiny celebrations that we are doing, are more likely to stay engaged in self-improvement tasks like home organization. It's why enthusiastic fun celebrations, even a family victory dance, are so effective in forming the lifelong organizing habits that we are wanting everyone to form who's listening. Okay, so why does it matter if we have a dopamine hit or a boost or whatnot? We want to keep doing these small celebrations so that we are encouraged to keep organizing, and so that the organizing tasks aren't feeling like that dreaded C word, the chore, right? We want it to be a fun household activity that everyone does. So you're going to potentially train your brain to associate the positive dopamine hits with the success of the chores. And it goes back to that last episode of I, like we don't want to create burnout. And so if you're always having to clean or put away and you feel like it's a never ending task, it does feel like you're crossing a desert to only climb a mountain. But if you're celebrating the little wins, I did a drawer today, yay me, you're turning it into manageable bite-sized activities, which is the key to organizing a huge space that needs a lot of love. And also just think back the last time you high-fived somebody, whether it was an exciting win at work, on the kickball field, your favorite sports team won in the last second of the game, whatever emotion and feeling you were experiencing at that time when you high-fived a friend, family member, work, coworker, etc. How amazing. Everyone is just in an uplifted mood. They're excited. They're celebrating. That dopamine hit is bam, 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 right to the brain. And you remember the excitement, the exalted feelings that you are experiencing months down the road of how you felt when your team won. The team winning, sure, is great, but it's also the added bonus of high five, yay, we won, hug it out, yay, grin, smiles, so exciting. So involving your roommates or the kids or the partners or whomever's in the household with us, even your friends who don't live there, you know, it's a bonding experience and a connection. You're creating that connection with them. Okay, so how are we going to celebrate small wins? I live alone. So if you live alone, you can, again, self high five yourself or do like a happy dance. I turn on music and I'll be dancing all over my apartment. And it is oftentimes in a celebratory happy way, right? Woohoo! Yeah, we just did that. Oh yeah. I'm very partial to what I call the finger dance. So when I'm like driving down the road, I will finger dance with just my pointer fingers and they kind of do like a ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bum, you know, and it's fun for me because it's my celebratory dance, just the fingers. You can verbally say something out loud. Yes, I did that. Yes, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Go, Steph. You're amazing. It's your birthday. However you want to verbally say something out loud to celebrate you and your win, do it. Whatever builds up that dopamine hit or the serotonin or whatever chemical release of excitement in your brain, that is what we are chasing. So start celebrating you. There's no task too small that will not deserve a celebration from you. And you can always reward yourself. So for me, I would sit down with a cup of tea, relax, just kind of breathe in through the day. You could read a few pages of a book. You could have a moment to sit down and breathe and enjoy your space, the quietness. Take in all the decluttering or organization that you just accomplished and just sit with it for a moment. Feel the difference in your space. Feel how the energy is flowing better. Feel how you feel better. Maybe you're not as stressed. Maybe the worry of having that section of your house organized has been weighing on you and you didn't even realize it until now that it's done and you're breathing a little easier and it's the weight is off of your shoulders. Just how amazing you actually are. So all those to celebrate you with yourself. And for bigger accomplishments, because we do have small wins, big wins, if you did like an entire room or the entire second floor, maybe you do a bigger reward and you go out with a friend to celebrate, or you buy yourself your favorite beverage or dessert, or you take a trip, however you want to do it for motivation so that you accomplish it, go for it. Now with kids, I absolutely love if you'll play like the victory song or the dance song or however you want to do it with your family, whoever will participate. So for example, play the Rocky song after you guys organize for 10 minutes or an entire morning and they're pumping in the air with their fists, you know, like, woohoo, I made it. They're at the top of the steps and it is an exciting celebration for all involved. Parents get involved, kids get involved, playing that victory song. It signals the brain, again, something exciting just happened and we're going to celebrate. So find a song. You can do a dance if it's like a line dance or something that's fun and a little bit cheesy because cheese is always the best. And everyone's doing it together. So whatever that is for you, and I feel like I just aged myself because I was thinking like the cha-cha slide or like Cotton Eye Joe. You can also create like a fun chant or a cheer that the entire family does together. Whatever interests your family is what you could create. And so I asked ChatGPT and he helped me out. And we have sort it, stash it, toss with glee, less is more. Can't you see? What we love is here to stay. Everything else be on your way. And everyone can be like, woohoo, we did it. Or even just a one line chant of a tidy home brings harmony, woo type thing. The key is to get uplifted, energetic, and everyone participating in, yes, the cheese. If you're not quite the dance, sing, chant household, that's okay. You can always do the chart where we talked about an I. And so all the household tasks are written out so visually everyone can see it. And when you accomplish one, you stick a sticker or you cross it off, you put a check mark. Even crossing off an item on a list creates that dopamine hit for you. It's a yes, we did it, woohoo, in a very subtle and more gentle way than in your face yelling and cheering. So choose what you think your kids would answer to the most, because again, you're wanting to create that little repetition of happiness so that they keep wanting to do it and they associate positive feelings towards household tasks. Now with your roommates, partners, those 16 and above, we're going to tone it down a little if you want. I would love to see your dances, cheers, etc. if you decide to do that with each other, because I can definitely see my old roommate and I doing that. But high fives. So rather than the self high five, we now have another human that we're able to high five with. And again, you're creating that dopamine hit, the excitement, the yay, yay, we did it. Also, a huge fan of snapping before and after photos. I feel like we so often forget what it originally looked like and we don't remember. And so even when it starts to slide just a little, because most likely it will, you can look at that before photo and realize that even you sliding a little bit, you've done so much and it's still worth the celebration of achievement of how far you have come from day one when you decided to start organizing your spaces. So keep that in mind. Take a before picture, take a video, walk around your house, do whatever it is that you need to do in order to record the before. And you can even, once you've organized everything to your satisfaction, it could take years, however long it takes, make a ceremonial fire and toss all those before photos into the fire, print them out first, or symbolically just say this piece of paper represents all the digital photos that I have. And then you can throw the paper in the fire and you can hit the delete button on your phone. Not as exciting as if you had physical photos, but still symbolically would create the same excitement and celebratoriness that you need and that you are reaching for. And then the same way that you potentially would celebrate with yourself, you can now incorporate the roommates, partners, etc. as a shared treat. So you can take a coffee break together, you both drink tea, you can have your reward be Sunday night, you have a movie night, or you go out to dinner, you take in a show, whatever it is that will incentivize you guys and make you feel excited and feel celebratory, like what is going to feel like a celebration for your accomplishment. And friends are the best. So encouraging. Again, underutilized group of people that we have in our life are our friends. Send them a picture. Look what I did today. Hopefully they encourage you and send you those dopamine hits of positive wording so that you also get that hit and feel encouraged to continue. And the most amazing thing about organizing is that the concept in itself creates the momentum to keep going forward. So when you organize one drawer, it brings so much joy and peace of, I can do this. I'm definitely able to keep going. And so you do. And the momentum will carry on for you from space to space, but it also works on other people. So when your friends, family, strangers see the success that you are accomplishing in your own home, it motivates them to also do the same to their own home. And so by you sharing with the world, you are creating this cycle of home organization and filling the homes with love and celebrating all wins and hopefully carrying that momentum to everyone in your circle. And same as before, you could have a decluttering party, invite all your friends over and just say, hey, I need help. Can we organize my kitchen, please? This is what I'm thinking. And then, you know, six hands are better than just your own two hands. And so you all delve in deep and do that. Or, hey, let's organize for an hour. I have this closet. Can you do my bathroom and just throw away anything that's expired? If it's in the back, I haven't seen it. So please just throw it. Don't ask me. However you want to set up the parameters, but inviting your friends over, to help you will allow you to accomplish more. It allows you to stay focused. But then two, you have people that you can celebrate with when you are done. And so you can thank them with a brunch or taking them out for food or ordering pizza. However it is that you want to do that, just require the organizing before the celebratory snack, meal, drinks, food, etc. And then the next month you go to the other friend that was their house and you help them with whatever area they need help with. And I love this joint organizing. There's a meme going around that is, hey, rather than meeting up for dinner, can we just go run errands together? Let's go to Costco. Let's go to my grocery store. Let's go return this item and stop and pick up my dry cleaning. I love the adulting tasks, doing it together. Like, why go spend money right now in a restaurant where we sit across from each other and we chat and we catch up when we can do that while being active and accomplishing a task that is weighing on my mind and my soul? So definitely utilize your friends, utilize your roommates, utilize whomever is there to help you, keep you company, and multitask the friend catch up with also the actual physical organizing of your house. Yes, yes? Okay. So I believe that is all that we have for today. Just remember that organizing does not have to be all work. Make it fun. Celebrate those small wins to create lasting habits and that dopamine hit to the brain. And whether it's a high five, happy dance, or simply a yes, I did it, make sure you are acknowledging all of your efforts from the smallest to the biggest. You deserve it. And this is going to keep the momentum strong so that you keep going and keep organizing so that eventually your house becomes your sanctuary. That is the goal that we want for you. That is your goal. However you designed it from previous episode, we want to make these habits long lasting, leading to long-term success. Okay, darlings. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember that getting organized is never about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and is making your life easier. To recap today's episode, we celebrated all the wins with the children, with the adults, with friends, how you can do it just yourself. And we hope that you take that to heart and that you start celebrating. Most importantly, remember to be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization. Post any pictures, ask questions, tell me how your organizing journey is going. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.